Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Lawsuit Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
My name is Alex, and I have a potential customer for the hair relaxer lawsuit, and he's online on the other line with me. Can I connect you with him? With her?
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much. I'm gonna just connect you with her.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, is this Alex?
No, this is Dominique.
Okay. Thank you so much. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I can't complain, cannot complain at all. My name is Harold, and I can assist you a little further here. I do just want to let you know we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No.
No. And did you use the hair relaxing product?
I did.
Were you ever diagnosed with uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, or endometrial?
Ovarian.
I'm sorry to hear that. Can
Yeah,
I
I
add,
appreciate it. Thank you.
how many times would you say you use the hair relaxer product in a year?
About 7 times.
About 7 times in a year. Gotcha. Okay. When would you say was the first time you used the product?
I guess June 2011.
June 2011. And when were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
February 25th. Well, actually, February 12th, yeah, 2024 at 38.
Wow. And let me ask you this: are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents relating to hair relaxer?
I have not.
Okay. And have you used the hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Well, I used it, like I said, from June 2011 up until 2024 of February.
And then you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer. When was that?
That was February 12, 2024.
Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Dr. Annie Yipon.
Could you spell the last name for me?
Sure, YESSAIN.
And then, what hospital does he work out of?
LAC Harbor, UCLA Medical Center.
Is that the one at the 1000 West Carson Street in Torrance?
That's correct, 90502.
Perfect. Give me one moment here. Alrighty. And now you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, I am.
And when is your date of birth?
August 11, 1985.
1985. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. Do you know of any other family loved ones who also use hair relaxer? Who was diagnosed with the cancer?
No.
And then you started June 2011. Stopped 2024. Okay. And let me ask you, how many consecutive years did you use the hair product? Did you use it consecutively through 2011 to 2024?
Yes, for 11 years.
Okay. So. And then do you remember the brand? What brand name did you use?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Starting lovely. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the ovarian cancer?
The treatment, it was a chemotherapy, 6 cycles for 6 months.
Chemotherapy, 6 cycles, 6 months. And then this was all done at the Harbor UCLA Medical Center.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a treatment date when you first started?
Yeah, the treatment. The right ovaries were removed February 25th, 2024.
And can I ask you, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year?
Well, I know that the symptoms led me to test January 2024.
Gotcha. Okay. And so you did, so you started in 2011, 2 years went by and you were using it for those 2 years. And then, more years went by, fast forward to 2024, that's when you were diagnosed, correct? Gotcha. Okay. All right, team. Give me 1 moment here. Then you did use the hair relaxer 4 more times in a single year prior to you being diagnosed. Okay. And then could you go ahead and confirm?
I was using it about 7 times a year, so
About
yeah.
7 times a year. Gotcha. Okay. And then, could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. Could you go ahead and spell out your first name for me?
It's DOMONIQUE.
Was that a V as in Victor or a D?
D as in dog. DOMONIQUE.
Perfect. And then for your last name?
Jones, Jalenius.
Perfect. And now for the last 4 of your social.
0047.
And now, what's the best email address for you?
It's my name, Dominique, DOMONIQUE, Jones, JONES, at hotmail.com.
And now, what is your property address?
3847 Cherrywood. That's one word, CHERRYWOOD. Cherrywood Ave, Los Angeles, California, 90008.
Lamar Park.
That's correct.
Perfect. Thank you. And then your phone number 650-795 1221. Best phone number for you.
No, my phone number is 213-808-4913.
Two one three 808-4913.
Yes.
Perfect. And then, do you have your medical records that show the diagnosis of the ovarian cancer?
Yeah. Or I can
Okay.
release them. Yeah.
Perfect. 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 Now, I do require a emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who do you want to put down as your emergency contact?
Alasia, ALASIA. Dennis, DENNIS.
Perfect. And her phone number?
213-364-2476.
Perfect. And then the relationship?
It's my daughter.
Daughter. Perfect. Alrighty. So everything is just about done here. I want to go ahead and verify my spelling, make sure everything is accurate. And so when I send this up to you and send this over to a law firm, it is kind of a smooth process for you. You do would like would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, I would.
Okay. And you do not have an attorney at the moment. You haven't signed anything. You were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer that was in 2024. You were seen by Dr. Yesan at the Harbor UCLA Medical Center. That's at the 1000. One more time.
Her name is Annie Yasson. The
Annie
first
Yesan. YESSAIN, correct? Perfect. And then that's at the 1000 West Carson Street in Torrance, California. You are currently in California. You did use the hair relaxing product four or more times in a single year prior to you being diagnosed. You are a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is 8/11/1985. You were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. You started to use it in 2011, stopped in 2024. You used it at least four times or more a year. You used it 11 years consecutively. You used the Dark and Lovely. You did have six cycles of chemo for 6 months. Your treatment date was around 2/25/2024. You are a female. You spell your name DOMONIQUE. Last name JO. Is that correct?
JONES.
Perfect. JONES. Last four of your social 0047. Email address is first name, last name at hotmail.com. Phone number 213-808-4913. Your property address is 3847 Cherrywood Avenue in Lamarck Park, California, 90008. And then we have your daughter, Alaysia, here, 213-364-2476 as your emergency contact. Did that all sound correct to you? Perfect. I'm sending you over the documents now. It's going to come from Harold King, that's me, and then it'll say Mastor Strategies DocuSign. It'll go to your text message and your email address, whatever is easier for you to open it up. And then I'm going to send you a text with my information. And then here is their information. So I just sent you over that information, that 949 number, that's my direct line. I'm in California as well. I'm in Orange County. So I'm on the same time zone as you. The law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Group. They're based out of Texas. And so how this process is going to work, once I get the documents back, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at them, make sure everything basically fits within their criteria. They will then give you a call within 7 business days to verify the information one more time, make sure this is still something you know you want to go and go ahead and do. And then from that moment on, they'll be able to request the medical records from the hospital and get to working on your behalf.
Okay. All right, I find them.
Perfect. Yep, I just got them back. So let me send these up to the law firm. And then, like I said, 7 days, they'll give you a call from that 909 number that I sent to your phone. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me before I let you go?
No, I don't.
No? Okay, if you do, that is that 949 number, like I said, is my direct line, so you can always get a hold of me. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
No problem at all, Dominique. You have a blessed rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.